Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning, Nico.
Good morning, producer AB Baby.
Good morning.
Holy, what an ACMs last night. If you guys didn't get the word, it was free on Amazon Prime.
And it was wonderful.
Like, it was a great
being able
show.
To watch it, well, I didn't say that. Being able to watch it on Amazon Prime without a membership is so convenient. And the lack of commercials, because there wasn't very many commercials, which I really enjoyed.
And all the commercials were Jelly Roll about Stevia.
I also am a fan of. I love Stevia, so.
I love that.
I think the award show as a whole, it missed for me this year.
Aww.
I thought that the performances were subpar. Not that they weren't good, but ooh. I dislike, these are going to be some hot takes real quick.
Oof.
I dislike at an award show when everybody debuts new songs.
Okay.
Play your bangers.
Play the bang.
Play your current banger because I want to jam out and celebrate the fact that in the last year you've had these bangers.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear brand new music.
Yeah.
I just don't. For me... It's the wrong moment and the wrong time. Debut it on tour. I'm totally cool with that. Unless you have something iconic like Reba, Lainey Wilson, and Miranda Lambert. I feel like that was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because it's unheard of. They've never been on stage together. They've never done a song together. So that's kind of a cool moment. But other than that, everybody else, if you're doing your own songs, play your bangers.
Play the bang.
Yeah. That's my biggest takeaway. I think a lot of the artists, all the awards for the most part for me, all went to the right people. Minus duo of the year. Brooks and Dunn, I feel like, have had their time. Like
they're the duo of the century.
Lay off on the Botox and move along. Okay? Like,
it's not the Botox so much for me with the stiff faces. Like, hey, thank y'all.
They don't even know what to say anymore.
Thank y'all so much for paying my rent for the past 30 years.
Right.
And that was funny. And then, but like the hair dye too. Holy.
It's a choice.
Guys, it's got to look a little more natural.
And in between, like it was weird because in between they had a guy doing like commentary. I'm not a fan of that guy in general, but.
Oh, you're talking about the secondary host?
Yes. That I was not expecting. And his jokes.
He was all over.
His jokes missed too. Like he went to talk to Brooks and Dunn. He was like, stand up. And they were like, no. They literally looked at him and said, no.
We can say who it is, can't we?
I would rather not because I'm not a fan, but...
Oh, okay. That is Bobby Bones.
It's Bobby Bones. I feel like they're ushering him in to replace Reba, which is, you know...
I mean, he's the Seacrest effect, though.
He is.
He's coming in to replace Pat Sajak. He's going to replace everybody.
Yeah.
So, for me, I agree 100%. Play your hits.
Mm-hmm.
When you release new music or whatever, perform it. On your shows, people are going to your show to see you and all of your music catalog.
Right.
Whereas we're here to see the highlights of everybody.
Exactly.
So I 100% agree with that.
I think the majority of them
the
did new songs
from
too.
Jelly Roll and Shaboozy was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Overall, okay, so biggest awards went to Male Artist of the Year, Chris Stapleton.
I mean, there's no denying that Chris Stapleton is a powerhouse vocalist. Like, there's just, you can't deny it.
Female Artist of the Year, Lainey Wilson obviously won that. And then the Entertainer of the Year went to, once again, Lainey Wilson and her bell bottoms.
It's the year of Lainey. Like,
It's the year of the women, to be honest with you.
Which is great. I'm here for women.
Absolutely. No, they ran it. Album of the Year, Lainey Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Johnson got Song of the Year. Single of the Year was Ella Langley and Riley Green. You Look Like You Love Me, and I think it's not your favorite song,
I'm
right?
going to say a hot take on this. She can thank Riley for that song and his hotness. Not that she's not...
Dang.
Not that she's not phenomenal.
She is great.
Did you know who Ella Langley was before that song?
No.
No.
I did not.
And God bless her, because I've listened to all of her other music. She's super talented. But she was the most nominated artist this year on a whole, and it was because of the one song.
Yeah.
And I think that if it wasn't for Riley and their hotness together, because she's...
Hotness.
stunning. And how steamy that music video and that song is, I don't think it would have done what it did without Riley.
I agree.
Personal opinion.
100%.
Great for her. Love it for her.
It was definitely a duo effort.
And she didn't let him talk at all. Did anybody else notice that?
I don't think he wanted to talk. I think he made it very clear.
He didn't do nothing.
Because he's a very, like, he doesn't speak very much.
No, he's pretty chatty.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's pretty chatty.
Because I've talked to him.
Yeah, no, he's
and
pretty chatty.
And I remember chatty. Him going, okay, cool.
No, he's... Yeah. I've seen him at award shows. He's pretty chatty because I watched him win New Artist of the Year, and he was great.
Well, it was his day to chill because that's what he did. Sat also, in the background with his mustache.
Matt Ramsey was the only one who talked in there in Old Dominion's acceptance speech, too, and I thought that was a little odd as well.
No, he is the face of Old Dominion.
Yeah, but they're together. Normally, they all talk.
Oh,
they've won the last 8 years in a row.
They are animals. That is your 2025 ACM wrap-up. And we are going to continue with a little Mother's Day show today.
It's a Mother's Day special.
Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Just like the bird, the phoenix, Martin must rise from the ashes.
Ooh.
That was a little dramatic.
No, but I like it.
He just broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh.
And his roommate, Devin, was like, look, man, can you please help me break some news to him and get the message out there that he needs to get back out on these streets and date a lot of girls?
Just
one girl.
Okay, I can get behind this.
He needs to have some fun. So we're going to call him right now and break that news.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Martin?
Yeah, this is Martin.
Hey, Martin, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I just don't like getting all these spam phone calls.
I know.
I don't know what's up with that.
I know. I apologize. Well, part of what I do is break the news, and if you don't answer the phone, I can't break the news. So thank you for answering the phone. I have news from your friend and roommate, Devin.
Okay.
He said... You've been down lately, and in an effort to assist you with your latest heartbreak, he's going to constitute a strict regimen of partying, going out, and dating app usage immediately for you. So,
is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I recently broke up with my girlfriend, so that kind of makes sense that he would say that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, no, Devin's a good guy. He's a good roommate, man.
Aw. That's cool, you know, man.
I do need to get back out there. I think it's about time. You know, I've been. Yeah, I've been a little mopey. You know, a little bit down, a little bit. A little bit impacted by the breakup. Yeah, I think you're on to some. I think it's a good. I think thank you. I appreciate you breaking the news to me there.
Look at that.
Saving lives and changing lives.
Nico and Cheyenne bringing a bachelor back out to play. One bachelor at a time.
We're here for you, really.
it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen unless I get back out there, right? So,
exactly.
Yeah, That's true. Gotta do it.
Love that.
Well, attaboy. Things are looking good already, Martin, okay? Buckle up, my friend. It's going to be a fun ride with this Devin guy. Actually, I want to be friends with Devin. He sounds like a great guy.
It sounds like not the guy you should be friends with because you're married with kids.
Oh, me. Yeah. Okay.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my wife's best friend.
Love that.
Colleague, the Alabama Slammer. Otherwise known as Donna Jo. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning on the radio, Donna.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So the reason I wanted to get Donna on the phone for this Mother's Day special is because she has such a unique and inspiring and moving story that when I heard it, I turned into a puddle of goo.
Which is not like you.
It's not like me at all. Donna, okay, you are a mother, right?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about your kids and your situation.
I'm a single mom. I have a 15-year-old with autism, and I have a 5-year-old about to turn 6, and he is in kindergarten, and he is neurotypical.
I got to commend you on your strength for dealing with the issues that kids with that situation have. We know it, myself personally.
Yep.
A lot of people here in the Valley are dealing with it. And it's tough for anybody, let alone a single mom.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But also, you did something in your life that spoke so much to me that I was like, wow, man, I don't know. Personally, I don't know if I could have done something like this. So do you want to explain exactly the adventure that you went on with your family?
My sister has always wanted to be a mom, and she has some health issues, so she wasn't able to have a child herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she went through years of trying to adopt, and for one reason or another, they always fell through. We were setting up for Cash's first birthday party, and those that are moms know that that's very emotional.
It's a big deal.
Reason.
Is Cash your oldest or is Cash your youngest?
Cash is my oldest.
Okay.
And she had called me that day while we were actually setting up for the party, and another adoption had fallen through.
Oh,
like, they were at the hospital. The mom changed her mind and didn't want to give her baby up for adoption. Mm. And so she called me to tell me about it. And since I was already emotional, I was like really emotional about that. I always, you know, I wanted her to be a mom. I knew what it felt like, and mm-hmm. I wanted her to go through it. And so I was like, oh, well, maybe I should just have some babies for you. And everybody's like, oh, that's crazy. No way.
I love that.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And then she called a few days later, and she was like, are you serious? I was like, well, yeah. I was like, let's do it. And so we started going through the process. I went through IVF and we had babies.
So you were a surrogate for your sister.
I was a surrogate for my sister.
That is so cool. How many babies did you carry for your sister?
Two. We.
You did it twice?
Well, I did it once. They wanted to make, they offered to put in two embryos in case one doesn't take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, let's do it. And so they put in two embryos and they both took.
Oh my gosh. Are they identical or are they
They're not identical twins.
That's wild.
Wow,
no, it was
man.
Two separate embryos. So,
you sacrificed your body for your sister. I think that's beautiful.
There's
a
lot
beautiful.
Of risk. Let's start
a
with that.
Lot.
A lot of risk with pregnancy
mm-hmm.
in general.
Yeah.
And not only that, when they say that you're going to have twins, it complicates everything twice as much. And to give that gift to your, I mean.
That's pretty cool. I am too emotional to do something like that. Like, I would feel way too attached, I think.
I went into it knowing, you know, like, with I had the mindset that this is my nieces.
Yeah.
So the whole time I was, you know, these are my nieces. These are my nieces.
They're going to be as close to you as your kids anyway.
Yeah.
Please tell me that you look at them and you go, I gave you life. You owe me forever.
Yeah.
I am the reason you're breathing.
They live in Texas, so that makes it a lot easier, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
I play the niece, the aunt role, for sure.
That's so cool, Donna. Like, that is an incredible thing that you did, and my hat's off to you.
Oh, thanks.
We can't say it enough, man.
That's cool.
That's an incredible statement. That's an incredible gift that you gave to your sister, and she'll be forever grateful for having the coolest family member on the planet.
She will forever be able to celebrate Mother's Day because of the gift that you gave her.
Absolutely.
And I think that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, Donna, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Times two and a half.
Times four?
Times four.
Times four.
Well, tell your sister we also said happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I will tell her.
If you ever wondered where I get it from, I get it from my mama. So let's call up Miss Anna Banana, live from Detroit, Michigan. And I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day if she would ever just put the coffee down for a second.
It's time. Answer the phone.
Answer the phone. All right, let's call my mom.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Nicole.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. And a very happy Mother's Day to my niece.
Oh, thank you. I will tell her that. My niece is my daughter-in-law.
Oh, that's so cute.
Dana.
Yes.
Aw, happy Mother's Day.
That's Cheyenne over there.
Thanks, Cheyenne. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
It's Mother's Day for her also. So we're just calling moms this morning and wishing them happy Mother's Day, number one.
What would you like to say to your mom, Nico, from
two,
the bottom of your heart?
From the bottom of my heart.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for sacrificing your loins to produce me.
My loins.
Okay. Do women have loins?
This is what you can say from the bottom of your heart.
She's like, that's all you got for me?
This is very sweet. I know. Yeah. I'm a very sweet person. You have been a mother for 49 years, right?
Oh, I've been. Yes.
That's how old my brother is, I think.
This is true. Yes.
I think he's 49.
This is true. I think about it. Yes.
Almost correct. 50 years
crazy.
Of motherdom.
Uh-huh.
Motherhood.
Oh, it's a lot.
There you go.
He's minded it. Give him a minute.
I really don't know what else to say. I just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day on this Mother's Day.
Well, this was a very special phone call. Thank you so much, and thank you for being the best son. And thank you, Cheyenne, for tolerating him.
You're welcome.
And Abe, too.
they both put up with my shish kebab.
Uh-huh.
I don't think your other offspring are going to call you today. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Well, probably favorite. Not since it's not Mother's Day.
Dang. Technicalities.
She not wrong. She not wrong.
But I do appreciate the call.
Hey, no problem.
We're here for you, really.
Thank you. Thank you. I love your show. I love it.
We got to get back to a show. So love you much.
Okay. Have fun. Thank you for calling me.
No problem.
Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
It's starting to toast up in the valley, Cheyenne.
It is.
And I am happy to announce, after being closed for business for a few hundred days, the Nico swimming pool is open again! As of this weekend, can I get an amen?
Amen! I love that for you.
I love it too.
Samantha and Chandler, what do you need an amen for this morning?
I need an amen because I went back to school about 7 years ago and I got a master's degree, which of course racked up a ton of debt.
Oh, yeah.
And I just made my last student loan payment.
Woo!
So,
no way!
I'm just happy to be through this and to have all the extra money that I've been making to be expendable money to spend.
Hey, love that.
Can I get an amen?
Amen! Good for you. That's awesome.
Look at you, you debt-free lady.
Yeah, you deserve a
Thank
vacation.
You.
And maybe a margarita.
Absolutely. Well, now I can afford to take one.
Yes, you can.
There we go. 602-894-5653 is the number. You can call us. You can text us. If you want a little support in your life with a little amen, we got you.
Even if it's something that you don't really feel like needs to be celebrated, but you want to tell somebody anyways, we're that people for you.
Call us up right now. Can I get an amen, Camel Nation?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Time for the secret sound on a Friday Mother's Day edition. So any mom that gets through probably has a better shot at guessing it.
Because that's just the way that the universe works.
We do it every morning at 7:30 on the weekdays. And what is the big prize this go-around, Cheyenne?
You're going to get 10 signed autographed guitars from artists ranging from Shaboozy to Hardy, Brothers Osborne, Dustin Lynch, Old Dominion. We've got a couple of guitars from Country Thunder 2019, Not So Silent Night in 2017, and Country Thunder 2025. All of those artists that were present signed these guitars.
As Cheyenne said earlier, invaluable.
It is invaluable. It's priceless, really.
All right. Kaylee and Peoria, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you a mom, Kaylee?
I am a mom.
Oh. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, number
Thank
one.
You.
Number two, we have better luck with you. Let's see what happens. Let's play the secret sound.
Let's do it.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Kaylee. Who hails from Peoria Land? The secret sound, by the way, is presented by ProSkill Services. We're going to give you one opportunity to guess the secret sound. Here it is.
Kaylee and Peoria, What do you think the secret sound is?
I am going to go with an ice maker.
An ice maker. No, that is not correct.
That is not it. No, it's not.
That was pretty
a
decent
guess,
sound.
Nonetheless.
I can hear that happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, this
one. It is a tricky one.
This one could be a multitude of things, and that's all I can say about that, because you got to listen out for the clues coming up at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kaylee. Have a great Mother's Day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. I will say, even though I know what this sound is, I hear other sounds when I listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, I hear it and I see other things. So this might be kind of tricky.
It's time for the moms to come clean, Cheyenne.
Well, you know, maybe we don't wanna.
Actually, this is kind of like moms helping each other out on Mother's Day.
I feel like this is either it's a life hack.
Yeah.
Or it's us telling you that you're not alone and it's okay.
It's a mom hack.
So either way.
All right. Well, we're doing mom fessions. Cheyenne, you're up first.
Because I am a mom. And here is my mom fession. What time is it? Is my kid in the car? Probably. I'm going to be in trouble. But here we are. My mom fession is that we do a lot of events here at Camel. Sometimes they're all ages. Sometimes they're 21 and over.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell my 8-year-old that all of my events are 21 and over so that I can go alone. God love him. God love him. But sometimes...
Trust me, I get it.
I don't want to take you.
Yeah, I get it. My son's always, hey, Dad, can I come with you?
Yeah. Can I come to work with you? Oh, I want to come. No, you can't. Meow. It's 21 and over.
Yeah.
You mean when I could go when I'm 10? No.
No.
21 and over, buddy.
Get an ID, man.
So my mom fashion is that I lie about the age of my events so that I can go alone.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Lauren and Buckeye, good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, on this Mother's Day show, strictly for the mothers, you have a mom fashion that you would like to come clean with. What is it?
All right, so I'm probably going to be a horrible person for this, but hear me out.
Oh, okay. Boy. Okay.
When I'm reading my kids their, you know, bedtime stories at night, if I'm really eager to get them settled down, have them fall asleep, get them into bed, what have you, I will actually skip a few pages between the stories just so I can get them to fall asleep. I know. I feel bad. I do.
I wish that I could go back in time to where my kids were this young to where they wouldn't have noticed and do this same thing.
The problem is when they get older, they're like, wait a second. How did the bad wolf go from like hanging out at the little piggy's house to all of a sudden now eating piggies?
Or even worse, when they can read. When they're when they're reading the story, you're like, just...
What version is this? My mom didn't have this version in her book.
I've never heard of this before.
I'm worried they're going to find out someday, but you know what? It is what it is for now. I need my mommy time.
For now, your secret is safe with us and the rest of Camel Nation.
Okay, so we're doing mom fessions. We got Brianna in Goodyear on the phone. Good morning, Brianna.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
What kind of mom fession do you have for Mother's Day?
All right, so I have two kids. I have an older daughter and a younger son. Mm-hmm. And when my daughter was little, she was so into dance. So we, of course, signed her up for dance. Mm-hmm. And then when my son got old enough to, you know, start getting active and sign up for an extracurricular, we were considering, you know, sports and things, but...
Yeah, of course.
I decided to put him in dance with my daughter so that I didn't have to go to two different things every week. I mean, the dance was enough. And I was thinking, like, man, if I got to go to football or baseball or somewhere else, it would just be too much. So I signed him up for dance.
Two birds, one stone. I get it.
Well, be real with you. My son loves to dance. He's really good at it, too. He's now getting... to where he has more recitals than my daughter does.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Is he like playing with G.I. Joe's 1 minute and then he's like, hey mom, I'm ready to go to dance.
Yes, and he'll dance around with his G.I. Joe's.
Oh, like, I love it.
He has gotten dance into every aspect of his life now. And meanwhile, my daughter is slowly getting out of dance and my son is just
obsessed.
He's in the thick of it. That's so cool. Hilarious.
Well, now you're back at square one, so your daughter's going to want to do something else.
I know. Now you're kind of back, you know, in the same
maybe
position.
Maybe they both start playing baseball. Weirdly, at the same time.
Weird. It's weird how that happens. Oh, I love that. Well, Brianna, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
These are amazing, Cheyenne.
I'm loving these mom fashions because it lets me know that I am not alone.
We got Tammy that wants to contribute from Glendale. All right, Tammy, what is your mom fashion?
My mom fashion, in order to get some extra alone time at night, because my kid is young and they can't really, you know, see... You know, they can't check any other way, but I changed the clock on my oven because that's the one clock that they look at to be an hour earlier so that they think it's bedtime an hour earlier. Oh. And they, you know, they understand the clock, and the clock means, you know, go.
Yeah.
So to get that extra hour, I reset the clock and tell them it's bedtime. They believe me and they go down.
That is the most genius thing. You could, I totally get that.
I don't know how much longer it's going to work, but, you know, we're going to keep using it.
Yeah.
Until then.
Until they're older and they're like, wait, 24 hours in a day? We always had 25 hours.
That's so weird.
Or no, wait, would it be 23? It would be 1 hour less.
1 hour less, yeah.
Mathing is not mathing today. but that is hilarious, and I will implement that today.
I will be doing that right now.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
More importantly, all the fathers, no mornings to you.
Take a back seat.
Good morning to the moms.
Happy early Mother's Day.
All right, we're going to spread some Mother's Day love right now. Hey, Robert and Gilbert, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good. What's going on?
It's going good. What's going on? Yeah, what can we do for you, bud?
You know, with Mother's Day coming up, I wanted to give my wife a shout out, you know, because I think she's just the best mom ever, you know. You know, a couple years ago, we had our first kid, and, you know, of course, you know, like, you're going to have sleepless nights, and it's going to be hard, and, like, you don't know what to expect, and, you know, there's not really, like, a guidebook, but... I gotta say, my wife Elaine is like killing it. I mean, you know, she was just born to be a mom. Like, you know, she read everything. She, you know, like, researches everything, seen every documentary, and she just does the best she can. And, you know, the kid's happy. She's happy. Makes me happy. I mean, she's just nailing it. And I mean, you know, I just love her so much, and I just love our kids so much. And, you know,
God, who are
my
you?
Life gets so much better with her in it, you know. And I'm just so happy.
That's the cutest thing.
Hot take,
that.
But I heard that being a mom is not that easy.
It's not. Being a mom is hard.
So, wow. Yeah. Your wife deserves all those praises and more.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks for us sharing the love. Ooh. Husbands, be more like Robert.
Be more like Roberto.
I'll take it.
Speaking of checking, we need to run through the checklist real quick, Cheyenne. Number one. Tell the Camel Nation where they can find us on Instagram.
At Nico and Cheyenne, N-I-K-O and C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E.
Number two on the checklist, let them know where they can relive this amazing Mother's Day special show that we did.
On the free Odyssey app in any of your app stores. Just search KMLE.
Yes. So then, number three on the checklist... When can they listen out for a clue for the secret sound today?
At 5 p.m. with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron.
And the last thing we need to check off the list is where can you kiss your mom? Happy Mother's Day.
Square on the cheekers.
Right there on the face. Yep. All right. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. We love you. We appreciate you. Without you, we would not be here. So shout out to the moms. We love you. Anything else before we get on a Friday?
When I said... kiss her on the cheek, I smacked my own cheek, and I did not feel good.
You gave yourself a good whack.
I did. I did not appreciate that from myself.
Stop whacking during the show. That's not... Anyway, let's wrap it up. Have a great weekend. We love you. We appreciate you. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.